You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be speaking with Dr. Chris King. How are you?
Hey, Tracy. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've got a forum coming up on Thursday at Primary Care, and I guess this piggybacks off of your previous forum on dementia, right? This is caring for elderly parents.
That's exactly right. We had one a couple months ago on dementia, on Alzheimer's, and the turnout was just phenomenal. And one of the questions I kept getting that night was, what about the people taking care of, you know, the patient? And so we're going to do a special talk on caring for your elderly parents.
So I guess my first question would be, what is something that you're going to tell your audience that maybe I would find surprising and that people listening would find surprising when it comes to caring for your elderly parents, something that might not be obvious?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the caregivers are really the unsung heroes, and there are approximately 23 million households that are affected by caregivers, that caregivers are responsible in some way. And so one of the things I want to do is acknowledge that for them, because they really are not thought of very much. And we're going to try to give some strategies on how to protect yourself if you're a caregiver, things to look out for. You know, depression is a huge issue among caregivers because they never get out. They never get to do anything for themselves. And so we're going to try to focus on some key issues like that and things to watch for and things that they can do to help themselves.
And I think mostly because of the title, this is geared more toward family members and children. However, caregivers don't have to be related to the individual at all. Caregivers come in all shapes and sizes, correct?
That's correct. And actually there's a large number of caregivers that are that are over the age of 65. So, but it can be family, it can be friends, it can be hired help. There's all sorts of different types of caregiving.
What are some challenges? I mean, I think physical challenges would be one thing for people who are caregivers who are also approaching 60 or 70 themselves.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that caregivers don't do is they don't take care of themselves. They're spending so much time taking care of their loved one that they neglect themselves. So trying to get them even, you know, an hour or two a week so that they can go out and see a movie or go to the store, whatever they need to do to take care of their business. Those are the little things that no one thinks about. And there are all sorts of different ways. You know, you've got, as a caregiver, you have got to allow yourself to be helped, I guess. You have to let friends and family and church and come in and help you so that you can get out and remain healthy yourself.
And I've seen some advertisements for agencies that I guess are specifically there to relieve caregivers. I guess some of these are for pay, but some I believe are free of charge.
There's several different ways to do it. You know, churches are oftentimes a very good resource. But you know, one of the problems with trying to get someone to come in and help is that oftentimes it does cost money, and finances are already stretched thin because you're dealing with someone who's sick. So trying to find even a little bit of money to pay someone to come in can be very difficult for these people.
How hard can the adjustment be if you are caring for your own elderly parent? Obviously, the parent-child dynamic kind of gets flipped on its head at this stage in life. Are there ways to help, I guess, ease the parent into the idea that they're now being cared for by those that they raised?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, it's a process. Whenever I see someone in clinic, I talk to both the patient and their family, and it's a switch in a way, and you try to get them to understand that. You try to get them to understand the changing roles, and the importance that the children are now going to be playing, and of course it requires the patient, the parent, to relinquish some of their duties and controls, and that can be a really difficult obstacle.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some questions that people thinking about going to the forum on Thursday, what are some questions that you expect to be able to answer, and then are there some that you might not be able to answer for people?
Sure. Well, I expect one of the things that we always get is what are the resources out there? And we're trying to come up with some different lists and some different ways that people can get help. A lot of times, just being acknowledged opens up an entire conversation. You know, people, caregivers will come in, and it's really the first time that they've had to talk about themselves and to talk to other people in the same boat. And by doing that, you can really facilitate a good discussion. That's usually what happens, that we just open it up and you know, I only do half the talking. You end up getting a lot of different conversation.
So some organic networks can actually form through these forums from people that maybe didn't know they were experiencing similar things.
Absolutely. It's a great way to start that conversation and to find friends and resources out there.
Your last forum on dementia was well attended. Was it more well attended than you had anticipated?
Oh, absolutely. I did not expect I think we had something like 90 to 100 people there, and I was expecting maybe 20, 30, so I was blown away. And it really illustrated to me that there are a lot of questions out there. There's a lot of people out there that, you know, are worried and concerned and just seeking information and advice. And so it's been a great experience to do these, and we're going to continue doing these forums and as long as people want to show up.
Do you know future forum topics yet, or are you still working on those?
We're still working on them. I think, you know, there's some broad categories that we deal with in neurology, things like headaches. Parkinson's disease is a big one. We had one on multiple sclerosis about a month and a half ago. So a lot of it just, you know, people will come up to me and say, hey, why don't you talk about this? So I'm open to anything, but we're going to try to cover the big topics in neurology over the course of a year.
So the Forum Thursday starts at 6, and it's at primary care. Is there any concern about not enough space for people who want to come, or do you think that there will be room to accommodate?
Oh, no, we've got plenty of room. We've got plenty of room, and there'll be some refreshments there as well. So I encourage everybody that can come out to do so.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about in relation to these forums or anything else going on currently?
Well, just I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about this. It's something that is a passion of mine, and it's exciting to me to be able to get some interest out there in the community. And the response, again, has just been overwhelming to me.
Again, Caring for Your Aging Parents, it's a neurology community forum. It's coming up Thursday at 6 o'clock at Primary Care, located at 1000 South 12th Street here in Murray. Dr. King, thanks so much for taking time to talk to me today.
Thanks a lot, Tracy.
Dr. Chris King is a board-certified neurologist. This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.